And you know origami, the art of folding paper to create intricate sculptures. Think of the origami cranes, symbol of peace. Origami was first practiced as far back as the 6th century, and now there's a 3D photo origami. It's high-tech science that middle school kids in Boulder, Colorado are learning about this summer. Jenny Brundine from Here Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports.
11-year-old Elliot Huang admits if he were at home on this hot summer day, he'd play Pokemon. But here he is huddled around a heat lamp at the CU Science Discovery Camp.
It's an excuse to get out.
He and his friends are doing a version of innovative engineering research called photo origami, involving light-activated 3D structures. Elliot says he's having a lot of fun. He's the kind of kid when you point to the giant periodic table on the wall and ask him what his favorite element is, he doesn't skip a beat.
I like iron because of its handiness for a bunch of stuff, and ytterbium just because it's spelled funny and it's so fun to say.
Today, he and his friends watch a bit of magic take place. They have tiny strips of shape memory polymer, a.k.a. Shrinky Dink. Teacher Eric Carpenter prepares them for what they'll see once the polymer sheets go under the heat lamp.
It takes about 30 seconds because we need to heat that polymer up to about 300 degrees.
We've already got it.
Once that polymer gets to 300 degrees, you'll see it wiggle, you'll see it lift, then you'll see it lay back down.
Oh my goodness, it's bending all crazy.
The kids watch the shapes bend and fold under the heat.
That is the sound of cutting-edge science.
Wow.
Cool. What they're doing mimics sophisticated research taking place at the University of Colorado Boulder's College of Engineering and Applied Science just down the road. Researchers there are developing new materials that are engineered to fold in certain places when exposed to light. It's called photo origami. Research associate Beth Stade says she and her colleagues like to share what they're learning with middle and high school students, but they just couldn't bring them into this tiny lab.
But what we realized is that we could do all the same bending with Shrinky Dink, which is a shape memory polymer that's thermal activated. So instead of being activated by light, it's being activated by heat.
25 kids are in their lab now conducting their own experiments with the polymer strips. How does the thickness of the lines they draw change the way the sheets fold? How does material bend based on the pen's color? For 9-year-old Molly Urbanus, it's this science, the discovery of new things, that's the fun part.
I've never been able to make other shapes besides what the package gave me. So I'm very curious to find out what the Shrinky Dink material is going to do.
And there is no shortage of ideas when I ask the kids what they think photo origami can be used for in the future.
I could make a portable robot that would shrink up and maybe move if you had the mechanics to do it.
The military could deal with insurgents, mines, maybe. It could be used for espionage. It could be like a small package in someone's thing to like rise up and become like a cell tower or something. Or a portable cell phone. Yeah.
The fact is, these students are asking questions, trying new things, just like the graduate students, says research associate Beth Stade.
The graduate students will say, well, what if we pre-stress it? I've heard students say, what if I pre-bend my Shrinky Dink? The conversations are exactly the same. So the materials are different, the labs are different, the scientific process is identical.
Giving young people an idea of what it's like to be an engineer. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine.